Woodstock Festival.
Yes.
It won its latest award, correct?
It did.
That's what Marina just told me.
I didn't know. At the Woodstock Festival.
Woodstock Film Festival in, you know, north of New York City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun to hear. They didn't tell me. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The it was interesting because the this is a perhaps the most novel and different and intriguing for that variation on the standard, you know, vampire story. You find that complex, what I just said?
Well,
that's my immediately said, this is definitely something I haven't gone to before, definitely.
Okay.
And you don't think so? You think it's more traditional?
I don't know so much about the traditional vampire stories. So this was the I'm mostly famous for doing comedy. So this is my first horror-ish.
You haven't ever seen any of the Hammer horror films of the late 50s with Christopher Lee?
No. Well, just clips. Just clips of them.
Coppola's Dracula?
No, I haven't seen that.
Bela Lugosi, the early 1930s one?
Yes, on television when I was a kid. Yeah, so I know just a little about them.
Well, this is the intriguing thing, because rather than being a big genre aficionado and a big fan of the whole world, you're coming at it from a non-fan perspective, which is maybe why it's so different and feels fresh.
Yeah, could be the answer, yeah.
So most directors would say, probably, I've been talked to enough of them, whenever they're about to make a movie about a particular subject, their natural thing would be, okay, I'm going to burrow into the research and get myself into that whole world. And you obviously chose, can you explain why you went the way you did and didn't do a whole immersion into the world of Dracula, of vampire movies? Mm.
Well, I tried to explore the world of what's frightening you, or what's frightening. And my way into that was all about eye contact. So I was studying a lot of images with creepy eye contact. So I studied a lot of Renaissance paintings, and mostly a painter called Hans Holbein. Do you know of him?
No.
Hans Holbein the Younger. He has made a world famous painting called The Ambassadors, which is very. It's on the Tate Gallery. It's
a permanent thing of the Tate Gallery? Okay.
Yes. It has hundreds of weird things in it. But he made very strange portraits of people not looking to the viewer. It's a very famous portrait of a young prince in the early 1500s. A boy prince with a crown on his head and a red robe, something, and he's watching underneath the viewer, which is really creepy and very strange choice from the painter. So this film is this film has a lot to do with eyes and eye contact and the wrong eye contact, and so that was a way of getting into creepy things for me. It wouldn't be, you know, if I were to watch other horror films when I was to do a horror film myself, it would be all about copying, and I'm not interested in doing that. And the music is always a good thing to cling to when you're in production. When you don't know where to go, music always can help you, I find.
The you make an allusion. Oh, by the way, could you please spell Hans's last name?
Holbein, that is H-O-L-B-E-I-N, the Younger.
There's two of them? His father?
It's father, but he's not very. You should look that on the internet. The ambassadors. It's a huge painting, mm-hmm. and on the floor, there is an object that looks like as if it was made by Salvador Dali. You mm-hmm. you can't see what it is. Mm-hmm. It's undescribable. And but if you take the picture, and you look at this, it like this. It's a skeleton, mm-hmm. and you can see it when it's like this. So it's very, very modern and very crazy, and all his portraits are very scary. So that was a very good inspiration too.
Another thing that is certainly different, certainly its own your own visual signature here, mm-hmm. is that there's a kind of a bleak. Industrial, you know, a lot of light in the scenes. Mm-hmm. You know, the standard horror film always utilizes dark to some extent.
Yeah.
I just thought that was also very, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody ever, as you were talking with your DP, did he ever say, "Well, most people expect a sense of spookiness, and mm-hmm. you're not going to get that from"? But that was again brilliant.
Yeah, we had to invent some sort of. It's in Sweden, when Sweden gets cold in winter, everything stops, and you really ask yourself, why the hell did people came here in the first place, and how did they survive? Because every form of life is artificial in those months, and it's, you know, nuclear powered heat. It's you know, your skin stucks into the old materials, and when you take off your sweater, it's totally electric. It's a very everything is artificial. Life is artificial during these months, and yet it could be so very beautiful. This cold and this. Ice and this very white light. So we had to transpose that into lightning, to indoor lightning. So we invented a form of lightning. We called it spray lightning, mm-hmm. as if you had lightning on a can that you in the room, so you don't know where it comes from, and it doesn't give any shadows at all. So it's very, it comes from nowhere.
It felt like it was just fluorescent light.
Yeah. But he's this is a fantastic DOP, a Dutch guy, Hoyte van Hoytema, who has made the. He's like a painter. Really,
I'm not going to describe, mm-hmm. for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. the there's a very satisfying kind of revenge scene or whatever at the very end, and one again, I respond naturally to the originality of not showing the acts of violence that are obviously happening. Mm-hmm. Were there any? I'm trying to think of another horror film in which you really, it's very different, and it's you really come away, you're not going to forget it. And did you ever play with the idea of being, I mean, because, you know, people that go to horror films, I'm sure you've been told this, and you're aware, I presume this is the case in Sweden and everywhere, they're not very sophisticated. They're sophisticated about the genre, but mm-hmm. they do want it right in the face. They want gushes of blood, they want, mm-hmm. you know, you want to see heads roll. You want to see it. You know, mm-hmm. they're not very into. They're not into being misdirected, and
mm-hmm.
you know. What I'm saying.
But I think the strongest images are the ones you make yourself. So if you could tickle the audience and give some clues, you will have the strongest images. And I think entertainment today is very much about. The entertainer having a monologue, and I'm more interested in having a dialogue. So I suggest this, and I suggest that, and and you will be active as a viewer, and you will make your own conclusions, and I suggest whatever. So then you will have a much stronger experience in the cinema if you have had a dialogue, and if you are considered as a grown-up, as a viewer. And I love to be a grown-up, an adult, when I go to a movie. I don't want to be pushed into my feelings. I want to make my own feelings. So this is very much about framing. It's not all about what you frame in. It's all about what you frame out, what's outside the frame.
It's also probably one of a film that delves in horror, that lives in horror. Mm. It's right up there with The Shining is using very few special effects. I mean, there's a scene in a hospital room, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's not really a visual effect. That's just an effect that you created for the camera, right?
Well, we have like 50 CGI effects in the film.
They're more on the subtle side, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very subtle, when people are to do special effects, they tend to push every button and the volume on 10 and loudness and everything. You know, a car is exploding, and it's gonna explode for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, and you could do if you alter somebody's eyes a little, you just make them 10% bigger, and it will make you very scared, because this the eyes have, you cannot pinpoint what it is, but it's something has happened to this face. So there's a lot of them in the film, but they're very embedded in the images.
When did you first hear that the what's the names, the ones that are remaking it? Overture and some other production company. When did that first come to you?
Well, I heard about it 4 or 5 months ago.
This is after they saw it in Tribeca, right?
No, I think the producers who have the rights, the Swedish producers who have the remake rights, they were traveling around meeting people to do this.
Because Chris McGurk, who's head of Overture Films, he had told me that his interest, anyway, maybe he came in as a finance thing, but he was concurrent with the award that it got at the Tribeca Film Festival last May.
Yeah.
5 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not involved in that process, so I don't know anything about it.
I hope they don't Americanize it too much, but on the other hand, you know they are on some level. But did you see the film with the guy who's going to direct it? Have you seen Cloverfield?
No. Is it good?
Sure, it's a big monster in a city film, but it's all done by not directly looking at it, and it's very handheld and kind of a simulation of the visual thing they used in Blair Witch, you know, with the camera down.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
So he's certainly not a conventional director. He's trying to impart something.
Yeah.
That the way he feels it is a kind of visual language that others have obviously used.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You used a lot of tripods in this. I mean, there's some handheld, but I got the feeling there's a lot of static shots, no?
Yes. Yeah. And they all are on Oscar's height. So the lens is always in his height. So that's, you know, the handheld thing is really got, it has some, it has lost a lot of power because it's overused nowadays, I think. And it's a visual sort of this and sort of that. it's a really a tripod film.
The title, there's no way not to call it oblique. It certainly doesn't connote something that is...
What does that mean, connote?
Connote, it doesn't suggest, it doesn't, create the idea in your head that you're about to see something very scary, and it seems very oblique.
Mm-hmm. X, Y, Z, yeah.
Because I don't immediately know what it means.
It's a line from a song of Vahetran, the singer in The Smiths, Vahetran.
Okay.
You know...
The Smiths.
Yeah. What's the singer's name?
The woman?
No, the guy. Vahetran... let the right one in. It's... Morrissey.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a line from a song of Morrissey.
But aren't all titles supposed to be directed at the dumbest person out there?
The idea of
title. You know, War and Peace.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I learned either you should have this War and Peace kind of name or XYZ.
Uh-huh.
Or, yeah. Kodak. Do you know what that means?
No.
Nothing. It's just, it contains sounds you could pronounce in all languages, and it sounds a little like... So that's why Kodak. It means nothing.
You know, I was a kid, I used to have my episodes, you know, and there's always the bullies and everything, you know. But, you know, and I remember I wasn't the bravest guy around. I mean, I got beat up a couple of times. I was a pretty awful time. You know, you don't have a lot of power. But I got angry at that little kid at the end. I didn't understand there's a moment in which he's being held underwater. Mm-hmm. And I didn't sympathize or relate to somebody who would allow that. I mean, this is... I'm talking about breath here. I just wouldn't sit there and be passive about it. I can see being afraid and cowed. I remember one kid throwing rocks at me once when I was like 8 years old. And for some stupid reason, I didn't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. I just hoped they'd stop.
Yeah.
It wasn't very brave of me. But if someone were to hold me out of water, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't sit there.
He gives up. That is my interpretation.
Yeah.
He gives up. This is... he's too strong, and he's too dangerous. And have you read The Perfume?
Yeah.
Yeah, Patrick Süskind.
Yeah.
He talks about taking the scent out of a newborn baby, because the scent of a newborn baby is it's the baby's strongest weapon.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because it's so, if you smell a newborn baby, you will lose your aggressivity totally. So this is his, this is how he works, the bully boy. If I just lay down, they will leave me faster. If I fight back, they will fight me even harder or even longer.
Yeah,
so he's very used to that. So if he takes the punches, they will probably leave faster. So that's what he does when he's under the water. But as you say, it's about wanting to breathe, and you get crazy if you don't breathe. He does that for a moment, but then he faints, I think.
The remake thing again, I know that the producers handle it, they sold, but it would be not surprising. Many European directors have expressed some interest in trying to redo it for the American market. Did you have no interest at all in trying to do it?
No.
You just figured that the American system would allow you to make that film?
Well, I couldn't spend my life doing the same story over and over again. I'm too old for that.
You're too old for that?
Yeah, I'm 43, and I've been struggling with this career for 25 years, and I want to do new things and other things. I wouldn't be doing a good job, I think.
I know it's in here, but could you just remind me of the where it was shot physically? What town is it?
The town is Luleå. It's spelled L-U-L-E-A with a ring above it, Luleå.
Okay.
Half of it is made in Luleå and half of it is made in Stockholm. So we went to Luleå because to be guaranteed snow and cold.
The snow in Sweden is always dry and crystalline. Does it ever get moist and slushy?
Yeah, in Stockholm it's moist and slushy. And, Stockholm isn't a winter town, really. It's much... It's
much farther south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, very striking film. Very striking film.
Thank you very much.
And are you going to be at least watching the remake? You must have to.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. I don't know when it's...
Do you expect that your next film probably go in another direction? You'll just leave horror alone for a while?
I don't know. I'm just... I have a very short memory and a very short... I live in a fish, I don't see myself what I'm doing 5 years from now. So if I'm, get into another horror film that interests me, I would do that. I just do things that I like.
All right.
Okay.
Pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure to meet you. Thank you.